Call the roll. Barker. Barker Barnhart. Barnhart Berger. Beyer. Beyer Bonamici. Bonamici Boone. Boone Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Buckley Burley. Butler. Butler Cameron. Cannon. Cannon Clem. Clem Cowan. Cowan Dallum. Dingfelder. Dingfelder Chris Edwards. Chris Edwards David Edwards. David Edwards Esquivel. Flores. Flores Galizio. Galizio Gerard. Gelser. Gelser Gilliam. Gilman. Gilman Gerard. Greenlick. Greenlick Hannah. Holvey. Holvey Hunt. Hunt Jensen. Jensen Comp. Comp Kotek. Kotek Krieger. Krieger Crummel. Lim. McPherson. McPherson Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nathanson Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Reed Richardson. Riley. Riley Roblin. Roblin Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum Schaffler. Schaffler Scott. Shields. Shields Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Patty Smith Thatcher. Tomei. Tomei Wisnet. Wisnet Witt. Witt, Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Barker. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Buckley. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. Flores. Galizio. Gelser. Gilman. Greenlick. Holvey. Hunt. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. McPherson. Nathanson. Reed. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Shields. Patty Smith. Wisnet. Witt. Excused. Boquist. Minutes. Excused for business of the House. Nolan.
Peter Gavel.
Colleagues, we do have a quorum. When we recessed, we were in third reading of House bills. I do have a request, and I'll turn to, Representative Cowan. Do you have a request you'd like to make?
Thank you. Request permission to return to courtesies.
Representative Cowan, request unanimous consent to return to courtesies. Without objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to welcome the fourth grade class from Sam K. School who's here visiting us this afternoon. Hi.
Further courtesies. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended, that the bills remain on today's third reading of House bills be carried over to their proper place on Monday, March 19, 2007, third reading calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Final reading, memorials, and resolutions. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the memorials and resolutions remaining on today's final reading of memorials and resolutions, except for SJR 3, be carried over to their proper place on Monday, March 19, 2007, calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the resolution?
SJR 3, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to corporate tax revenues.
Question now arises on final reading and adoption of SJR 3. Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, I move that SJR 3 be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue.
Representative Hunt moves that SJR 3 be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had good news, colleagues. You'll recall that we passed House Bill 2707 last week. That bill was passed by the Senate this morning. And so we have an Oregon Rainy Day Fund that the Speaker has now signed the bill and the Senate President has signed and is on its way for the Governor to sign tomorrow. So SJR 3 is no longer needed, as Representative Crummell used to say, not at this time.
Further discussion? See none. Representative Hunt, do you wish to close? Those who are of the opinion that the motion should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. Those who are of the opinion that the motion should be adopted will say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion having received the required majority is declared adopted, and SJR 3 has been re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 5510, relating to financial administration of the Employment Department, appropriate money, and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 5523, relating to financial administration of the State Library, appropriate money, and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 5526, relating to financial administration of the State Marine Board, and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 215, relating to student admission, and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 242, relating to school districts. Senate Bill 410, relating to sensitive review committee covered. Convened by Director of Human Services. Senate Bill 433 relating to disciplinary action taken by Oregon State Board of Nursing. Senate Bill 439 relating to Oregon Racing Commission. Senate Bill 447 relating to identity theft. Senate Bill 451 relating to distillery. Senate Bill 465 relating to drugs and workplace. Senate Bill 516 relating to sanitary districts. Senate Bill 605 relating to construction contractors.
Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended. Bills read first time or passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 82 relating to optic contact lenses. Senate Bill 89 relating to temporary transfer water rights. Senate Bill 189 relating to corrections education. Declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 269 relating to forms using domestic relations actions.
Bills read second time or passed the third reading. Third reading of Senate bills. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the bills remaining on today's third reading of Senate bills, except for Senate Bill 48 and Senate Bill 549, be carried over to their proper place on Monday, March 19, 2007, third reading, calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Question now arises on third reading and final passage of Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 48, relating to corporate tax revenues in excess of estimates and prescribing an effective date.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of SB 48. Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Senate Bill 48 be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue.
Representative Hunt moves that SB 48 be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Same issue as the other one. This is one of the bills that was related to the ballot referral and the permanent redirection of the corporate kicker into a rainy day fund. Since we have addressed 2707, this bill is not needed at this time.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Hunt, do you wish to close?
No.
Those who are of the opinion that SB 48 should be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion having received the required majority is declared adopted, and SB 48 has been re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. Question. Clerk will read the next bill.
Senate Bill 549, relating to elections for permanent money and declaring an emergency.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of SB 549. Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Senate Bill 549 be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue.
Representative Hunt moves that SB 549 be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. To your motion.
Ditto the last two bills.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Hunt, do you wish to close? You do not. Those who are of the opinion that SB 549 should be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion having received the required majority is declared adopted, and SB 549 has been re-referred to the Committee on Revenue. Other business of the House. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform that the Senate has passed House Bill 2707 and House Bill 2031.
Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Parker.
Veterans meet at 1:30.
Any further announcements of any other committee times? See none. Remonstrances.
Representative Barker.
No. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I see my time is moving rapidly as I watch the clock tick down here. I rise today in remonstrance to make the point and the observation that I have probably been in this chamber as an active member of the Oregon State Legislature longer than any other person here. We witnessed this morning a demonstration on the floor following the passage of a very important bill. And as the good book says, there is a time and a place for everything. This is not the place for such demonstrations. Colleagues, I've experienced this phenomenon from both sides of the aisle. I experienced it when I was a member of the Democratic Party, and we were successful in killing a couple bills that the Republicans brought forth. I experienced it a time or two as a member of the Republican Party. But prior to this session, and I hope that this session will fall in the same line, I've never had to experience it twice in the same legislative session. Colleagues, it certainly is my hope that we will take note of that and observe the proper protocol of this distinguished body as we proceed through the rest of the session. I understand people's enthusiasm and joy with the passage of this bill. I appreciate it very much. I also hope you all understand that the whole battle of equality, while I happen to be one of those fortunate wasps, as they are otherwise sometimes referred to. I have still been a very active person in the support of other people's rights, in support of other groups' rights. I was involved in some of these activities many years ago, and I'm proud of that record, and as long as I live, I will be proud of championing the rights of equality to all people in our society, and for that matter, all people in the world. I joined you in an I vote this morning, but please let us remember protocol in this building. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Berger.
Mr. Speaker, this is my third session in this House. I value it greatly. This is the first time I have stood for a remonstrance. I was mortified this morning, Mr. Speaker, to see the decorum of this body fall apart so completely. We have bills in this House that have great emotion attached to them on all sides. I hope in the future that we remain the professionals that we are and conduct ourselves appropriately, no matter how we feel about the votes that are taken here, because the world is watching, and I frankly do not want to repeat the feelings I had as I watched members of this body not behave themselves or conduct themselves with the decorum that I think is expected of us. Mr. Speaker, I rise in sort of anguish over this and hope that it is never repeated while I'm here. Thank you.
Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, March is Women's History Month, when we recognize women who have played a significant role in the past and whose work still affects us in the future and in the present. And today I would like to honor Margaret Sanger, a nurse, American birth control activist, and founder of the American Birth Control League, which we now know as Planned Parenthood. As a public health nurse in New York, Margaret Sanger anguished over the dismal lives of women burdened with unwanted pregnancies. In 1914, she began to work to legalize birth control. In 1916, she opened the first family planning clinic in the United States. In 1921, she founded the American Birth Control League, which became the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Sanger overcame government opposition, legal battles, voluntary exile, and even a jail sentence to aid women. Initially met with fierce opposition to her ideas, Sanger gradually won support, both in the public and well as the courts, for a woman's right to decide how and when she will bear children. Her work continues today here in Oregon with House Bill 2700. We are following in the footsteps of public health nurse and women's advocate Margaret Sanger. Thank you, colleagues.
Representative Crummell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I rise for a remonstrance this afternoon with kind of a heavy heart. I have presided over a variety of meetings in my career in government. And there are times when decorum has to be preserved. And there are actions that we will take in the government that sometimes make people very happy. And there are also times when we will take actions that make people very sad or upset. And I've, believe me, been on both sides of that. I've had people chant and have signs and basically raise a cane at meetings. But the one thing that I never forgot was that my duty as a presiding officer was to protect and defend and preserve the decorum of the body that I was presiding over. And I rise in a heavy heart because in our rules, House Rule 7.10 says the Speaker shall enforce all rules, laws, and regulations applicable to the body. And it says that under sub 6 of that same rule, it says the Speaker shall have control of the area set aside for use by the House and the ways adjacent thereto. And that, to me, would include the gallery. Our decorum was not protected this morning. And that bothers me because I think what we don't want to do is turn this body into being like a basketball game or a football game and to start cheering for whichever side is winning on whatever issue we think that they're winning on. But I do want to ask that whoever is presiding at the dais, doesn't matter, or at the rostrum, I mean, that the one thing that is always preserved is the decorum of this body. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Burley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I certainly cannot speak as eloquently as our colleagues before us have on this. This, too, is my first remonstrance now in my second term. But, colleagues, I also want to point out in our House rules, 6.01, decorum during session and committee proceedings, no one shall be disruptive during proceedings of the House. And as our good friend from Wilsonville said, it really doesn't matter which side of the vote you were on. It's an issue of respect. And I think that these House rules are in place for a very good reason. I have the utmost respect for them, and thus for the decor of this body. And I just want to also point out that I was a little bit shocked also this morning. I know that it was very emotional for a lot of people. I, too, voted for the bill. I think it was a great bill. But I think it's important that we maintain our decorum and the integrity of these rules and ask you to consider that in the future. Thank you.
Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, rise to voice my first remonstrance. The good representative from Bend and Wilsonville have pointed out two of the three items that I find under the rules of the House of Representatives. I find it an honor to serve in this body, and I would hope that we would maintain use of these rules as an honor to represent the folks of Oregon here. I'd also like to bring to the body's attention under 7.10, item 3, the Speaker shall preside over deliberations of the House, preserve order and decorum. I was on the no side of this vote, and that's okay. And I have an opportunity to explain myself for that. And I have an opportunity to explain to those that I represent the way I vote for those things. It's not that way when we're being watched publicly in here in terms of our actions taken on the floor, and I would hope that we would closely follow the rules in the future. Thank you.
Representative Lim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My issue is not about the decorum, but about the safety. Yesterday, I visited the OHSU Emergency Room Hospital, and the gentleman named by the Mr. Young, who has been shot at the Belmont shop in Portland about 10 days ago. He is in intensive care, and then he was helping his friend who owned the small mom-and-pop store. This is problematic in our state. and it looked like a wild west, and young people with a drug addict, whatever problem they might have, some could be a citizen, some from the out of country, they are committing crimes to the citizens of this great state. And then we need to be mindful, especially small shop owners, maybe hundreds of thousands of them in our state. They are fearful because they could be the next victim. It could be your friends, your relative, or it could be someone you know. Maybe you might not know. We need to be mindful of what's going on in our state. When we come to this chamber, we read the Capitol clips, and we hear more from the activists, even sometimes louder than the silent majority. And we need to hear that what the people say at the rank and file in the street. And so one of the big concerns I have about safety, especially for the small minority people, and then when we look at the passing their bills in the future, we need to somehow take care of the safety issue, the citizens and non-citizens in our state. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, was caught up in the moment, and I admit it, and I do call for decorum and protocol as well. I couldn't agree more. You know, Justice, I believe it was Justice Brandeis wrote about the compliant man, the man who always lives within the rules but is not necessarily a good man. And believe me, we're surrounded with them in this world. The line of questioning I've seen on this floor within the rules, in my humble opinion at times, is pathetic, offensive, and it's meant to embarrass and discredit carriers of bills on this floor, and I'm fed up with it, Mr. Speaker. I freely admit, I got caught up in the moment too, and I caught myself because I looked up at the chief clerk. But if we want to start talking about playing within the rules, that's fine with me, but I can assure you, give people an opportunity to answer questions before you come to this floor. If you have to get it on the record, great. That's within the rules. But my Mr. Speaker, I think it's we all know what I'm talking about. I've seen examples of people go way over the top in an attempt to discredit and embarrass people for political or personal reasons on this floor, and it's within compliance of the rules, I might add. And I am sick and tired of that too. Thank you,
Representative Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I join with the colleagues in this chamber, along with the representative from Happy Valley, of being tired of all of the things that are occurring. We may have different opinion as to what those are, but you know, I think that there are three officials in this chamber that are responsible, directly responsible, and positions they hold to control and to maintain the orderly conduct of this. And I am awfully sorry to say that I am joining in my colleagues in the absolute disgust, dismay that occurred, and that those three positions did not represent what they are supposed to do and control what is supposed to be conducted on this floor. I look forward that those three continue to make that positions that they hold ability to enforce the rules that we have and to conduct themselves so that we are allowed to conduct ourselves appropriately also.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I do not consider myself a second to anyone in this chamber in my respect for this institution, my love of this institution, and my respect for protocol. I appreciate the comments that have been made, but I think that we should remember that we are all here for the same reason. We all represent the same number of people in our district. We all love this institution, respect it, and I think that we can always do better, but that we should not take this as an occasion to poke anybody in the eye, but simply to remember why we're here.
Colleagues, I appreciate the commentary. I want to remind you all that upon any vote, an eruption of celebration or dismay is inappropriate. It was my responsibility to gavel you all down. I did not do so. and to clarify to the people in attendance that eruptions of celebration or other audible statements are inappropriate, and I appreciate you all bringing it to my attention, and I will be bringing it to your attention in situations that follow. Are there further remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10:30 a.m., Monday. That would be March 19th, 2007.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House stand adjourned until 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 19th, 2007. And, Mr. Speaker, if I ever make those mistakes, jump on me.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourned until 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 19th, 2007. Without objection, the House is adjourned.